France is sending anti-terror investigators to Yemen following yesterday's explosion and fire aboard a French supertanker off of Yemen's coast. An eyewitness says that just before the blast, a smaller vessel approached the tanker Limburg. Yemeni's government is calling the explosion an accident, but as NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris, the company that owns the Limburg believes terrorism was a likely cause.
Early yesterday, the French vice consul to Yemen said the explosion aboard the Limburg was just like the attack on the USS Cole 2 years ago. Shortly after, his superior said he had misspoken. The government of Yemen, keen to dispel the country's image as a haven for Islamists, had ruled out terrorism as a cause for the explosion. Today, French Foreign Ministry spokesman Bernard Vallerot took a wait-and-see approach.
We must work very cautiously, very seriously on this issue, so that's why we have sent our own experts today. It's a team of around 10 persons. They will be in Yemen tomorrow. They will start working tomorrow. So far, it's too soon for us to reach any conclusions.
But the ship's owners, who will also visit the damaged tanker tomorrow, are pretty close to reaching conclusions. They are dismissing Yemen's assertion that a fire on board is to blame.
I can imagine that they're not keen to tell the world that there is a terrorist attack.
Captain Peter Reyes is with CMB Shipping. He says the Limburg had taken on some crude oil in Saudi Arabia and was heading for more in a Yemeni port. One of the crew members saw a small vessel approach the Limburg. He says a giant explosion followed. The crew then jumped overboard, a blaze started, and black smoke reached high into the sky as the stricken vessel began to leak its cargo. Captain Raya says only one crew member is missing, although some are hurt. He doubts the Yemeni government theory of an onboard explosion will explain the big hole in the Limburg's hull.
It's a brand new ship, so there's a very remote chance. The vessel has gas detection systems in the double hulls, this double hull tanker, brand new. Delivered in the year 2000. So if there would have been gas in the double hulls, we would have detected that. And on top of that, even if there is gas, we need a source of ignition. With good weather, vessel practically stopped, we see absolutely no source of ignition. There are no cables, no electrical wiring in these tanks. It's a confined space.
The explosion comes almost on the 2-year anniversary of the USS Cole attack, which killed 17 crew members. And 1 month after the U.S. Navy warned tankers in the area they might be a target for terrorists. In London, a radical Muslim cleric suspected of al-Qaeda links says he believes the explosion was an attack by Islamists in Yemen. It is the ancestral homeland of the bin Laden family. Since the September 11th attacks, the Yemeni government has generated much resentment among local militants. It has arrested some 100 of them, often at Washington's behest. Now it may have a pollution problem, an 8-mile square oil slick approaching the country's coast. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.